Roy Street to purchase yours today. Member FDIC.
Get ready to ignite your potential. Join us May 20th for the Chamber's 10th Annual Ignite Conference, a power-packed day of professional development and business inspiration for professionals at every level. Topics include marketing, leadership, human resources, finance, business development, tech, and so much more. For details and to register, visit SheridanWyomingChamber.org. The 2025 Ignite Conference is sponsored in part by D.A. Davidson, Susie Garber Johnson, Harps & Associates, the Sheridan Press, and Wyo Stays.
Be a part of Wyoming's outdoors. Attend the Wyoming Sportsperson Conservation Forum May 21st in Dubois at the National Museum of Military Vehicles. Leading voices from Wyoming's outdoor community will speak on topics ranging from outdoor recreation and conservation, how sports people can drive local decision-making, and ongoing work to improve wildlife habitat in Wyoming. Tickets are $20 at the Wyoming Game and Fish website. Sponsored by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, the Wyoming Association of Broadcasters, and the station.
Have you ever considered a gift certificate to Eye Care of the Bighorns for someone who has vision correction? Many companies don't provide eye insurance, which makes the burden of annual eye exams and glasses or contact lenses an out-of-pocket expense. Eye Care of the Bighorns also carries your favorite sunglasses and athletic eye protection from names you love, like Maui Jim, Costa, and more. Stop by Eye Care of the Bighorns or call 307-674-0444 today.
Precorp has openings in accounting, member service, engineering, and IT. A good life begins with a good company. Powder River Energy Corporation is a consumer-oriented electric cooperative in Northeast Wyoming that is always striving for A-plus service, great rates, and being a trusted energy partner. Their work environment is driven by knowing your role, living your values, and making your career plan. If you are looking to be part of an industry leader, then look no further. Go to precorp.coop/employment opportunities and apply today.
Spring is in the air, and at Midas, that means a little more green in your pocket. You could save $50 on brakes and up to $150 on shocks and struts. Plus, while your car is getting a tune-up, schedule a little time for detailing at Sheridan Auto Spa and save 10%. It's like the savings are just pouring in. Protect your investment inside and out and save a few coins in the process. You'll get that new car feeling all over again at Midas Tire and Auto on East Brundage Lane in Sheridan.
Are you ready to elevate your event in Sheridan and the surrounding area? Welcome to WyoTix.com, a partnership of Sheridan Media and the Sheridan Press. WyoTix.com isn't just an online ticketing sales platform. It's your partner in bringing your event to life. We'll offer a seamless ticketing experience for your event, from festivals, concerts, community events. If you have an event that needs ticketing, WyoTix.com will connect you. Our commitment is to make your event ticketing a success. With WyoTix.com, you can harness the power of both of our platforms to make your event shine. Whether you're a business or an event organizer, let us be your guide in navigating the event ticketing landscape. Unlock the potential of your next event with WyoTix.com. Visit WyoTix.com and let's make your ticketing a huge success. WyoTix.com is a partnership of Sheridan Media and the Sheridan Press.
Are you looking for what could be one of the best employment opportunities available today? Decker Coal is currently hiring a mobile equipment operator, specifically a dozer operator. Decker is also looking for an experienced mechanic welder. These are day shift positions with excellent benefits you would expect from an established company like Decker Coal. Stop by the Sheridan Workforce Center and fill out an application. Decker Coal Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Attention business owners, would you like to get more from your checking account? Put your extra capital to work with a business checking account at Security State Bank. Find out how you can earn a competitive interest rate and save an entire year of service fees. Stop by your local Security State Bank branch in Sheridan, Basin, Gillette, Worland, or online at ssbwyo.bank. We're owned and operated right here in Wyoming. Don't wait. Offer ends May 31st.
Did you know that the inventor of the Pringles can is buried in one? Seriously, the guy is only 9 inches tall. Just kidding, he actually had a big can. But you tuning up your own 4x4, side-by-side, or lawnmower, now that's a real stretch. If your idea of a tune-up is a wish and a socket set for mile 12, you need to get that tater chip to Hando Service Center ASAP. At Hando's, they don't fix snacks. They fix and tune up your 4x4, side-by-side, and lawnmower. Hando's on Sheridan's Heartland Drive.
This public service message is presented by BHJ Property Management at 101 South Main.
Hi, I'm Lydia.
I'm Lindsay.
I'm Emmy.
We are proudly representing the Bighorn High School Theater Department.
Our team has the opportunity to travel to Indiana to compete at the National Thespian Festival in June, and we are seeking funding to help us get there.
If you are able to help, please send any donations to Bighorn High School. If you have any questions, please call 674-8190.
Thank you so much for your consideration. We are looking forward to representing the Sheridan and Bighorn communities on the national stage.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Tuesday, May 13th, and from Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, I am joined by Wyoming Highway Patrol Captain Eric Jorgensen. Good morning, Captain, and congratulations on your well-earned promotion.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Now, what did the ceremony look like?
So we haven't actually had a pinning ceremony. This literally just happened last week.
That's
so
amazing.
There's kind of thrown into the fire like, hey, it's time to get to work. So there will be a little promotional ceremony.
All the beautiful pomp and circumstance.
Oh, man, yeah. Something like that. Something like that. But
it's deserved, though, in my opinion.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. So 18 years doing the job, and I spent just over nine and a half years almost as a lieutenant. And so, yeah, time to move up and look at ways to impact the agency at a higher level.
Yeah.
And make some decisions that impact agency policy and do stuff that is not just localized anymore, but really having a broad, broad influence on where our agency goes in the future. So
yeah,
now, a lot more of that.
Initially, 18 years ago, why did you decide to go into law enforcement?
So yeah, it was doing the guard stuff, deployed to Iraq, came back from Iraq, had that decision of I'd gotten married. Do I start working or do I finish getting my degree?
Yeah.
And my wife had a job at the time and I was like, man, do I really want to go back to school after just experiencing all that I just experienced in life, right? And life teaches us a lot, right? So there was a lot of life lessons that occurred, and can I just stop after doing what I just did and go back to being a student?
It's tough.
And I was like, man, that could be really tough. And a good buddy of mine from high school, his grandpa was the sheriff of Bighorn County, over the mountain, over in Basin. And Dave Mattis, I ran into him at the county fair of all places. And Dave asked me, you know, hey, what are your plans now that you're home? Are you going to go back to school? What are you going to do? And I said, man, to be honest with you, I have no idea.
On the fence about that.
I'm still really unsure. And he goes, well, I need a dispatcher. I know it's not very glamorous, but I need somebody that would be a dispatcher. Is that something that interests you? And I had never thought of law enforcement in my life before that time. And I was like, I might be able to do that. So my wife and I went home. We talked about it for a couple days. And Jen was like, man, I really don't want to leave my job. Like, I really like my job. If we're going to go back to school, we're going to move back to Laramie. And we're going to
kind of uproot everything.
Uproot what she had. And she had been kind of this, like, I'm going to figure out my life while you're in Iraq. So she got a pretty good job, was working hard, taking care of that, and she really didn't want to leave that. So I was like, well, okay, let's see what we can figure out. So I called Dave and said, well, let me apply. And if I'm the person, then we'll see where this goes. And interviewed, and they called me the next day and were like, hey, job's yours if you want it. I was like, man, that happened really fast. So we're like, well, that's the direction God wants us to go. This is what we're going to do.
It's one of those fate things, maybe. Yeah.
Yep. So we said, yeah, we're going to stay and do that. So I dispatched for 18 months for the Bighorn County Sheriff's Department. And while I was there, got to realize that sitting in this room and hearing everything that's going on and not being able to really do much to help the situation was not my future. I was like, I gotta go like be able to help. Answering the phone and getting resources there is one thing, but that's just at 23, 24 years old, I was like, man, I can't. I gotta go. I gotta be out there.
You want to be boots
like,
on the ground.
Like I was boots on the ground in Iraq. I wanna go be boots on the ground here. Answering a phone is gonna drive me crazy. So I got to know some of the state troopers over there, and they were like, hey, you can come work for us. Never thought of the state patrol. Sure, I'll go check that out. So I went down, tested, interviewed, and 18 years later, here I am.
Wow.
So
where are all the places you served? Because I know that one of the primary places was down in Rock Springs.
Yeah, so that's where I started. End of 2006, started 2007, I was in Rock Springs, and was in Rock Springs till 2015. And September 2015, I promoted to lieutenant and came from Rock Springs up here to Sheridan. And have been in Sheridan ever since.
Wow. You know, you and I were in the same places.
Isn't that crazy?
A few times. I know. You know? I did a lot of different jobs in Rock Springs. And, you know, I really, really enjoy that town.
I do too.
You know, it's a fantastic place once you really get to know it and get to know all the people there. And yeah, I still got friends down there that are lifelong.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, just great, great people. Now, when we look at as captain, your duties are definitely changing over. What are you taking on?
Yeah, so I have the way I explained it to a buddy of mine is I now supervise supervisors who supervise supervisors who supervise troopers.
Wow.
If that could so in my role as a captain, I oversee a large district. So my area now of primary influence is still here, Sheridan and Johnson County.
So we're not losing you.
Not losing me. Okay. I'll still be staying here. But then over the mountain, I'll have everything towards Cody all the way to Yellowstone, down through all of the Bighorn Basin, all of Fremont County, so towards South Pass, up towards Togatee Pass. So that's the area there. So it's 40 troopers in total. When we're fully staffed would be... where I'm at, what I'm covering. So, so there's lieutenants that are in each of those areas. And then under those lieutenants, we now have field sergeants that are, supervising troopers. So yeah, supervising supervisors who supervise supervisors.
It's incredible.
But
I mean, it's the way it's gotta be. I mean,
yeah. Oh, for sure.
A lot of great oversight.
Yep. Yep. And it's very similar to the military, right? So it makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. It flows really well. It's pretty easy to move into that role, just understanding how things were when I was an 18-year-old kid. But it's it's good stuff. And I think the thing that I really am excited about is the reason I promoted from a trooper to a lieutenant. We had such a good group. And like you said, there's some awesome people in Rock Springs. And I think Rock Springs gets a bad rap. And I know coming from Sheridan, too, everybody's like, how can you say Rock Springs is... But I really enjoyed it, and there's some awesome people there. And we had such a cool culture with the guys that worked together there. And we had this, like, everybody took care of each other. There was good accountability amongst the troopers. We kind of held ourselves to a strong standard, but we got along really well. We worked well with one another. We encouraged each other. It was a family, and it was really cool. And I was starting to learn after 9 years as a trooper down there that, boy, this isn't like everywhere. This kind of culture isn't everywhere in the state. So do I have the ability to bring that culture somewhere else? Can I take what we have here and maybe try to show people that, hey, look, yeah, this job can be really stressful and really trying at times, but there's also some really good that comes from doing this job. And actually there's more good than not good from this job. So can I help bring just a positive influence somewhere else in the state? So that's what brought me up here. And now I have the ability to impact even greater, with bringing a positive mindset, just trying to detract from the negative view of different things to say, hey, look, we have the opportunity to help some people. And it's kind of fun, like sitting on the side of the road and talking to people. I've stopped some really cool people over the years. So, I pulled over Bill Walton, basketball player, NBA, like retired, driving through Rock Springs one day, pulled him and his wife over. Really cool guy. Got to sit and talk to him for a while. You can meet some really incredible people. I've gotten fly fishing lessons on the side of the road because guys were going, and I'm like, man, I'm just learning how. And this guy was like, well, let me give you some pointers.
Yeah.
And like from a guy that come to find out is like a professional guide and an incredible fly fisherman. And he's giving me pointers on how to fly fish on the side of the road because I pulled him over.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's just some really cool things that you can experience in this job too, that there are negatives, right? I mean, we deal with the negatives, we deal with the struggles, we deal with the difficulties, but there's ways that we can cope with that and help people cope with that so that after this career, they're not dealing with the weight of those issues, right? But to show like, hey, there's still some good stuff that's happening and we have a positive influence in people and we're not out there to just drop the hammer on everybody, but that you can truly care about people and do this job to show that care.
Yeah.
So,
and the importance of camaraderie.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know, when I think back about my time, it's the guys and the gals that I really, really miss hanging out with. And, you know, you have those moments of success together.
Mm-hmm.
And if things don't go right, well, you go through that together as well.
Oh, yeah.
And it builds such a strong, you know, family, as you mm-hmm. were talking about before, and one that sticks with you forever. And it's fantastic that that is the mindset that you took to kind of, you know what, I'm going to take this someplace else, because I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
I was with the same unit for years and years. And when I would talk to people from other units, they would say, wow, you know, it's amazing how close you guys are. But we also had a sergeant major tell us that that was a good thing and a bad thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you guys will always be there for each other. But if I lose one of you, I might lose all of you.
Yeah.
You know, to an extent. So now, does this mean I'm not going to have you on the show too much longer?
Well, you got me for a while, so they still have to fill my position. We haven't opened the lieutenant vacancy up here yet, so we still have to go through that promotional process to fill the role here, and then getting that person, getting their feet under them, getting them going, will take a little bit of time. So I'll still be around, and I can still drop in even when whoever that next person is that comes in and fills that role. My office isn't changing. It's just moving from one building to another, but I'm still here in Sheridan. You know, so I can still drop in and say hi.
A bittersweet promotion.
A little bit.
But at the same time, you know, it'd be great to have the captain pop in once in a while and give us an update, kind of the 30,000 foot
there
type
you go.
Perspective.
Yep, for sure.
Does this mean less time on the road?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot more office time. A lot more office time, a lot more time taking time with other lieutenants, helping them grow.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot more dealing with personnel stuff and not spending a whole lot of time on the road.
Do captains have the opportunity to hit the road if they choose?
Yeah, on occasion, for sure. It's definitely not our primary duty, but when we have events going on, like for Wild Rodeo, I'll probably still come out and hang out. Yeah. During the rodeo, we have Chris Ledoux Days getting ready to kick off the second week of June in KC. The last Chris Ledoux Days. Crazy.
The last one.
This is going to be the last one. So I'll go down and help out down there too.
Oh, that's too bad that it's the last one. So I was just going to ask you, any other summer events that you're really kind of gearing the guys and the girls up for?
Primarily right now it's the Chris Ledoux Days. We have Memorial Day weekend coming up, and then 4th of July / Wild Rodeo. I feel like those kind of coincide because they happen so close to one another.
It's like one right after
the other. It's just one right after the other, yeah. So that's really what we're focused on right now. And I'm still learning everything that happens in the new areas across the mountain too.
That's right.
To be able to help out with those. So
your area of responsibility has really expanded.
Quite a bit. So I have a meeting tomorrow over the mountain with the guys, so I'll learn a lot more. And that's the other thing too that I'm excited to share with people is, look, like, as you guys are learning your job, I'm learning my job too. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm learning a bunch of new things and new areas and getting to know new people.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is the nature of the beast.
Correct.
You got to promote good people. We're going to have more with our Wyoming Highway Patrol right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Planning for a
busy summer tourism season, be prepared for extra business with First Federal Bank and Trust cash management solutions. Our local cash management experts will help you streamline your cash flow and minimize risk so you can focus on delivering exceptional service to your customers. Visit efirstfederal.bank to contact our cash management team today. Make this summer your best yet with the help of First Federal Bank and Trust, Sheridan's only mutual bank. Member FDIC.
Cowboy football fans, season tickets are on sale now for the 2025 season. With a home schedule featuring matchups against the Utah Utes and the Colorado State Rams, you won't want to miss any of the action as the Cowboys return to War Memorial Stadium this fall. Get your season tickets today at gowild.com/tickets or by calling the Athletic Ticket Office at 307-766-7220. We can't wait to see you this fall. And go Pokes.
Heads up, whether it's at work, at home, or play, take a few seconds to look up and locate any overhead power lines. When working outside, be sure to keep yourself and any tools or equipment you're using at least 10 feet away. Teach your children to fly kites or toys in areas away from overhead power lines, and do not attempt to remove anything that has become tangled with a line. Always assume an overhead power line is energized and dangerous. A safety message brought to you by Montana Dakota Utilities, in the community to serve.
The following message is presented by Century 21 BHJ, 101 South Main.
Are you ready for a fresh start this spring? We're looking for homemakers to help people live with dignity and comfort in their own homes. If you love tidying up and making someone's day, this is your season to shine. The Hub on Smith is hiring. Call 672-2240 or visit www.thehubsheridan.org.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting, and this morning we are speaking with Wyoming Highway Patrol Captain Eric Jorgensen. Captain, you've been pretty good at predicting the weather in the past. you're the one who told me, you know, there's a snowstorm coming and this is what it's going to look like, and I'll never forget that next morning. I think I even texted you and said, yeah, there's limbs all over the street just like you said there would be. Do you think we're out of it as of yet?
I don't know that we're going to get any snow down here this week. I think down here we'll probably just have rain. It looks like the snow elevation is going to remain pretty high, but anybody that's wanting to try and go up the mountain this week, expect snow for sure. Yeah. I just talked to our Wideout guys. They've been cutting 14A to get 14A open with the rotary plows, and they've made it pretty much all the way through, but they're like, there's no way we can open it right now with what we still have to clean up, and then they're calling for like 15 inches of snow on top of the mountain.
My goodness.
So, yeah, there's going to be for sure some more weather hitting the top of the mountain this week.
Has traffic really started to increase? Individuals heading up there trying to get the campers up there before Memorial Day?
I haven't seen much for campers going up yet, but we definitely have people going up, checking things out, seeing what it's looking like, where they can get in, where they can't get in.
Mm.
So, yeah, there's definitely people still trying to get up there. I mean, why not? It's gorgeous out. So
yeah,
to take a drive up the mountain, you gotta take the opportunity when you can.
You know, I feel like it wasn't the longest winter ever, but it felt like it was a long winter. And maybe it was just because of the multiple times that I couldn't get outside the door this year where I felt, you know, kind of trapped.
Yep.
And so really trying to get out as much as I can. Is there anything you would like folks to keep in mind when they're thinking about traveling into the mountains?
Right now the weather is super unpredictable, so be aware of that. There's still a lot of thaw going on. There's still a lot of runoff. I went back up in and just on Saturday morning I went up Smith Creek and up in that direction, and water's flowing heavy. So especially if there's a road that you have a creek crossing, something like that, there's going to be a lot of water there. And the ground is soft. So be aware of that. And you don't know what you're going to get into from 1 hour to the next, as these storms are moving through. And especially this week, there's going to be a lot of moisture. They're calling for, I think it's an 80% chance of us getting over an inch of rain down here at the bottom. So, I mean, wow. we're going to get quite a bit of moisture this week, which is, you know, I'm not going to complain about it totally, but my yard likes it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
My sprinkler system not having to turn on. I'm not disappointed in that by any means.
But people should keep in mind that if the truck or the car, if you got a good one, starts to sink a little bit, it might be a good idea. Go ahead, turn around. You don't want to destroy resources. You don't want to make it difficult to fix the road in the future.
Yep.
And you certainly don't want to get stuck up there.
And that's the biggest thing, right? At the end of the day, your vehicle is your vehicle. And some people struggle with the thought of their vehicle. Don't put yourself in a situation where you could harm your vehicle or the road. But most importantly, don't put yourself in a situation that leaves you stranded.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, school will be releasing soon for summer season. With students getting out, what would you like people to keep in mind?
Oh, man, yeah. Kids are going to be out and running around, right? We've got kids running around on bicycles. I had a bunch of kids running around. It was so cool to see. A bunch of kids running around on bicycles this weekend. And I was like, that's awesome. Yep. Get outside. Go do something fun. So, yeah, there's just going to be a lot more pedestrian traffic, bicycle traffic. So take your time again. Pay attention. Look at what's going on. And for bicyclists, too, I've seen this far too often recently, is you're required to obey the rules of the road as well. So if you're riding your bicycle up to a stop sign, you have to stop.
Yep.
You can't just blow through that intersection. So you have requirements, too. So make sure that you, as a bicyclist, are operating under the rules that you're required to as well. So don't just run right through that stop sign. Stop. Make sure the traffic is clear before you go across the road. I don't want somebody that's got the right-of-way coming through there not seeing you because you're screaming down the road and then you get hit, because that's really on you that they had the right-of-way. So be aware of that.
And the old adage, you know, have the kids kind of do the exact same thing. I mean, if they're out there, because when I was a kid, we used to have this big group of neighborhood kids and we'd race around the block. If we went any farther than that, we didn't give thought to people driving. And I don't know, we were at risk all the time because we were blowing through stop signs. But now, as a driver and especially as a parent, when I think about that, it's terrifying to me. The kids in a big group just blasting through a stop sign and someone who's doing what they're supposed to do, boom, you got yourself an accident.
Yeah.
So make sure that the kids are paying attention to the rules of the road as well. And that may take something just as simple as sitting down, talking about it, and saying, hey, I don't want you getting hurt. Now, as families prepare to embark on the big summer trips, what should they consider before they head out?
A lot of road construction, right? Road construction is everywhere.
It's the season.
Yeah, spring showed up and those orange cones bloomed. I mean, they are here. So we have that project north of Sheridan up towards the Montana state line. That's going to be a 2-year project. So we're going to be dealing with construction from north from here up to the Montana state line. And if you've been up towards Billings at all lately, they're doing a big project through Lodgegrass right now. So Montana's got a lot. So a lot of road construction, a lot of reduced speeds. Pay attention to those reduced speeds. Give those construction workers a break. Let them do the work that they can do safely so they're not having to be concerned about you driving down the road. So give them a chance to do their job and do their job well and safely. So be aware of that. Take your time. Again, like we hammer on this all the time. Make sure that you pack stuff that can take care of yourself if you come across something. There could be a bad crash somewhere in another state. You may not even be here in Wyoming. And you may be sitting there stranded for 2-3 hours. We had one down on I-25 on the 10th, and the interstate was closed for over 3 hours. So be aware of that. You may be having to find alternate routes. So I know this is not technology, but a map is an incredible tool.
Yep.
If you don't have your phone, you don't have service, learn how to read a map. I have the red Rand McNally that sits in the back seat of my car, and my wife even laughs at me about it. But I could be somewhere where I have no service. I can still pull out a map.
Yep.
And I can still read that. So look for those alternate routes. Look for those detours, especially if it's going to be closed for a long time. And again, because you're on that alternate route, pay attention. Make sure you're watching those signs. Don't get in a hurry because you got rerouted. Be patient and get to where you can go safely.
And on those back highways, you got a lot more animals that are darting in and about. So keep that in mind. Captain, again, congratulations on your promotion. And thank you for coming in. And
thank you.
I want to thank you for the many appearances and the many laughs that you and I have had. But I think they made the right decision.
Well, thank you, Floyd. I appreciate that a bunch, man. Yeah, it's been, I think, doing this show almost 8 years now. Yeah. So it's been a while.
You've been doing the show longer than me.
I have, yeah. I started with Rusty back in the day. So, yeah, it's been a while, but it's been good. I've enjoyed it a lot.
And we got a couple more left.
Couple more for sure.
Yep. All right, sir. All right, when we return, we're going to speak with Sheridan College and Whitney Benefits. Stay with us. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Give your graduate a gift they can use anywhere with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. As a customer, you can load up to $1,000 on a gift card with no purchase fee. With a Visa gift card, they can buy gas, dine out, or treat themselves to something special. The options are endless. Make their big day even more memorable with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. Visit First Federal at 671 Illinois Street to purchase yours today. Member FDIC.
Saddle up for Chris Ledoux Days, June 14th in KC, Wyoming. The rodeo starts at 1:30 p.m. with exciting saddle bronc and bareback riding competitions leading up to the street dance and party with Ned Ledoux, Kip Attaway, and Sawyer Brown. Admission is $35 for both the rodeo and dance, or $20 for the dance only. Proceeds benefit college and high school rodeo scholarships and Make-A-Wish Wyoming. Chris Ledoux Days, Saturday, June 14th in KC, Wyoming. Sponsored in part by Sheridan Media.
Four Seasons Lawn Care in Sheridan wants you to remember what Memorial Day is all about. It's about the men and women who sacrificed by risking their lives in danger zones around the world. Four Seasons Lawn Care in Sheridan honors our troops and veterans for their dedication. Four Seasons Lawn Care in Sheridan offers quality lawn care. Established in 1980, the staff at Four Seasons Lawn Care in Sheridan honor our troops and veterans.
Hi, this is Elizabeth,
JT,
and Dr. Dempsey with EBIA Hearing and Sound. May is Better Hearing and Speech Month. We invite you to take a proactive approach to your overall health and reconnect to the vibrant and beautiful world through better hearing.
Connection is a key to happiness. Enhance your joy, protect your mental acuity, and find ease in communication through better hearing. Our staff offers comprehensive hearing exams, tinnitus support, prescriptive hearing aids, and more.
Celebrate Better Hearing and Speech Month. Call today, 674-8920. That's 674-8920.
Spring is in the air, and at Midas, that means a little more green in your pocket. You could save $50 on brakes and up to $150 on shocks and struts. Plus, while your car is getting a tune-up, schedule a little time for detailing at Sheridan Auto Spa and save 10%. It's like the savings are just pouring in. Protect your investment inside and out and save a few coins in the process. You'll get that new car feeling all over again at Midas Tire and Auto on East Brundage Lane in Sheridan.
Good morning. Welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For our second part this morning, I am joined by the Executive Director of Whitney Benefits, Aaron Kilbride, Sheridan College Vice President of Community Engagement and Strategic Communication, Wendy Smith, and Assistant Vice President of Student Affairs for the college, Micah Olson. Good morning and welcome back to the show. Now, Aaron, how are things up at Whitney Benefits right now? I would think it's starting to slow down, but that's an assumption.
No, actually, yes, it's a good assumption, but this is actually when we kind of ramp up our student loan program. Our application opened April 1st, so we're busy with student loans. Those students that are graduating high school, getting ready for their, you know, fall semester of college, they're getting their applications in. So it's busy, student loans busy. And then Whitney Park, Whitney Commons is ramping up, ready to roll there. We got the, if you have little kids, get them over there. We got the water turned on, although the next couple of days it's going to be rainy, so we'll turn them off. But they've been on all weekend, so well, hopefully fantastic. People were out there enjoying the water this last weekend. So it's busy at Whitney Benefits, and obviously always loving to partner with the college. So we always got good things going on with them.
Now, when it comes to the Commons, you guys hold events there all throughout the summer.
Yes.
If someone's looking to hold an event, and I know there's certain departments, you may not be the exact person to ask this question.
No, that's okay.
Where would someone say, hey, you know what, I want to have a farmer's market or something like that? Who do they contact?
Yeah, that's a great question. They can easily go to our website, so whitneybenefits.org, and just click on the Whitney Commons site, and you can put your request in for an event there.
Okay.
And then it goes to Sarah Summers, our assistant, and she'll get you all set up. She'll contact you and get you all set up to make sure your event goes well over there.
Fantastic.
And the farmers markets are set to be there starting late June.
There you go. That's kind of what I was looking for right there. Yeah. All right. Now, Mrs. Smith, is it Mrs. Smith? Dr.
Yeah.
Smith?
Yeah. Mrs. is fine.
Now,
how about Wendy?
Wendy, all right. What are the duties of the Vice President of Community Engagement and Strategic Communication? That's a mouthful there.
That's a fun question. You know, the way that I like to describe it is that I get to do all the fun stuff. But that's just because I love my job so much. But really, I get to be involved in many, many initiatives on behalf of the college. So we're here today to talk about some really neat initiatives. And I get to be involved in helping to craft that message, figure out how to get the message out. It's a really exciting time.
So you're the one who gets to go to talk to all the people.
I like to talk to people. Yeah, for sure.
You just got to find the right job, right? Like us.
There you go. Yeah,
I like to talk to people. Just get behind the mic.
You bet,
Mr. Olson. What are the duties of the Assistant Vice President of Student Affairs for the college?
I'm gonna interrupt you. This is Wendy speaking here, but. He is now, very recently, our interim vice president for student affairs.
Oh, fantastic. So. All right. What do those duties include?
The role of student affairs is how I describe it, is from the front door to the back door. All the things with students, from overseeing, recruiting, advising, financial aid, and the guidance of students into the school. I oversee student housing, student conduct, and campus life, and then ultimately help to have a successful graduation like we just had this past Saturday.
I was gonna say.
Kind of the full cycle of the student life while with us.
Now, within that realm, so basically if you're looking at a student's day-to-day life up there at the college, this is kind of your job. Is it going well? Is there anything mm-hmm. we can do to help you academically, personally, mm-hmm. professionally, things
sure.
like that, right?
Yep, everything from the full wellness of the student, from support services to mental health counseling to extracurricular activities to intramural programs, outdoor activities. The well-rounded students, all that is part of the student affairs.
And when it comes to being a student, I think one of the primary things, concerns that students really have, financial. Mm-hmm. You know, making sure that everything's paid for, all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. There is a new program. What is the Bighorn Mountain Advantage program?
You want me to take that one? That is a wonderful opportunity right now for students to enroll at Sheridan College and get reduced costs in tuition and living on campus. What we've basically done through great support from the college is we're offering in-state tuition to everyone. So if you're from Wyoming, you get in-state tuition. If you're from what we traditionally called the WUI states, the Western Undergraduate States, where they used to charge about 50% more, they're now getting in-state tuition. And if we have an international student, they will get in-state tuition. A lot of schools jack it up, 130, 150% as you go out. We're not doing that. Floyd, right now, you might be well aware of this. There is a decline in student, the college-going student population. So our job is getting a little bit more competitive to get in front of them and make higher education more attractive. Other schools are raising their costs. We're doing the opposite. So that's really what the Bighorn Mountain Advantage is doing for everybody.
How is the college able to do that? We think about the way things are going. Costs are increasing across mm-hmm. the board for everyday families, and especially for students who barely have two pennies to rub together. Mm-hmm. And so how is the college able to make this kind of impact?
We've got tremendous support from the Sheridan College Foundation and other agencies around, and they are committed to seeing that, helping offset these costs for our students and have an impact on our enrollment.
Now, when we look at this, is this just part of the program, or is this for everyone applying up at the college now?
So this is for all students. We have one base fee. Everybody gets in-state tuition. It's new for us.
Yeah.
It is not really new. A lot of schools in higher ed have been doing this. Our neighbors in South Dakota have been doing it for a little while, and now we're competing with them. They're not going to like it because we are significantly going to be less in tuition and fees. And we're already seeing with our out-of-state applications, our neighboring states, an increase in Montana, an increase in Nebraska, and an increase in South Dakota. So very early in our campaign here, but we have a wonderful team and just tracking the information, but we're already seeing some positive results.
Now, when all of this was kind of being developed, who was it that kind of raised their hand and said, this is something we've got to do?
You know, Floyd, that's a great question. And really, a lot of people, right? Definitely led by our president, Dr. Walt Tribley, and his team, right? And I'm looking at Aaron, you know, Kilbride, that, you know, I mean, Whitney Benefits, other stakeholders. We just went through a strategic plan update, right? And so when you do that, you get to pause, you get to look under the hood, you get to re-examine things, you get to say, what do the next 5 years look like? And when we look at the next 5 years, there are significant indicators that say, you know, listen, less and less people are going to college. And we know from our own students, from surveying our own students, we know that the reasons that they choose us, there are, you know, in priority order coming from our students are cost, the value of our programs, and then the quality of our programs, and the location. I mean, we know that we are in this beautiful place that just has, it's not just about the beauty and the mountains themselves. It's about the people that are here to support our students. So we said, how can we leverage that? And from that was born the Bighorn Mountain Advantage Program. So there is an advantage to coming to our school. And it's not just the reduced tuition and fees and on-campus living. You know, this is about workforce. We train workers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, by us doing this, you know, putting a stake in the ground and saying, we're going to fill our dorms, because that's really our goal. And because guess what? Those are workers. Most of our students work at least part-time. So another piece of this that hasn't been mentioned is that we've lowered the threshold for the number of credits that you need to be enrolled in order to live on campus. So it used to be you needed to be a full-time student, but we're seeing a trend of more and more students enrolling in just under that. They'll take 9 credits instead of the full-time 12 or even 6 because they're working a full-time job. And so we want to say, you know what, if you are degree seeking, as long as you have a goal and you're making progress towards your degree, you're welcome to live on campus too. And in that way, we hope to partner with businesses out there to recruit more workers.
Now, when we look at the programs involved within this overall program, does everything fall under that umbrella? If we're looking at trade schools, certifications, things like that, are those also going to be included in this?
100%.
That's fantastic.
No question. I mean, we have a plethora. You're aware. We have a plethora of programs that lead to high demand, high paying mm-hmm. jobs. And that's what, you know, that's what we're offering. That's actually what sets us apart in a way. You know, we're a comprehensive community college, which means you can come to us and get your gen eds done and transfer on anywhere. You know, no door is closed to you. But you also can come to us, learn an employable skill, and secure a really great future.
Everything from welding to the arts.
You bet.
You can go over there and you get a certificate for, and then basically get to work.
Yeah.
We haven't even talked about our bachelor's program.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. We haven't even talked about the four-year degree
you can,
yet.
You can really shoot for that, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got the kind of time that you want to dedicate to your education, you want to grab that bachelor's degree. I don't think a lot of people understand that, because a lot of people still want to associate it with, well, two-year college. You know, it's a starting place or someplace that you go and finish on. That's not the case anymore, is it?
We've reached a brand new milestone. I feel like I'm talking too much. You should talk about that.
No, that's great. You guys are here to talk about your your great programs. Excuse me.
I do it all the time. Don't worry. Okay.
Mr. Whitney had a vision, right? And so I think Whitney Benefits started supporting the college in the 1950s, building those first few buildings, and has continued. And that's just one of our main priorities, is to support these great programs. And we want to see their enrollment increase. We want to see these young people, you know, coming out of high school who don't know what they want to do. Sheridan College is a great place to start. And just like Wendy mentioned and Micah mentioned, right now it's the time to enroll. Mm-hmm. Cost is reduced a little bit, and it's a great way to stay here, get a full education, associate's degree, certification, bachelor's degree, stay here. And we have lots of great industry partners partnering with them, and they'll be able to find jobs.
And I think that's kind of the thing. You know, you end up going to college for all this time, investing so much within your education, but then there's still that uncertainty. You know, okay, you cap and gown, you've got over that hurdle. Now I gotta join the job market. And holy cow, that thing's got some teeth on it. It can be pretty competitive. So when we look at this and when we look at the education that we can get here at Sheridan College, was there someone who stepped forward and said, I need workers here during the development of this program? Did the community somehow, or maybe the entrepreneurs, say, I need folks here?
You know, yes. We hear it all the time. And again, I mentioned the process that we just went through to update our strategic plan. You know, we went to the community that was a part of that. You know, we spoke to our students, we spoke to our employees and faculty, but then we took a moment. Our board went out, held a number of public meetings, met with employers, and without a doubt, we're hearing, and it's pretty consistent over the years, but we're hearing, hey, we need workers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's part-time, it's full-time. You know, our CTE grads don't have a problem securing a job if they want one upon completion. As a matter of fact, sometimes they get, you know, recruited away before they're done. And yeah. We say, no, finish.
you got to sign here at least.
Finish the degree, you know. But many of the employers, I mean, the employers are our partners. And so, you know, they support our program. They influence our program. They let us know that, you know, many of them are on advisory boards that tell us, you know, hey, you know, your curriculum here, our last three hires weren't, you know, well, there's this new technique or something like that, and you should be teaching it. Oh, okay. You know, like they meet with our faculty and, you know, so we have that circle of communication, which is really helpful for
our graduates. Yeah, so many industries changing all the time. And with the advancements of technology, I can only imagine. I know you guys have got a great program up there for like the nurses and things like that. And that's constantly evolving. Now, when it comes to taking advantage of this program, who can jump on this?
Anyone at any time. It's simply automatically applied. So we encourage everybody to apply for admission, which is an online process. And as soon as you do that, there's no additional step to receive the advantage, the financial advantages here. It's just automatically applied to. Basically, when you go to the cash register, the price is already built in.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
It's automatic.
So there's not even any paperwork or anything like that. I mean, this is just almost as if it's like a policy. Less of a program, more like a policy. That might be a little harsh of a word, I guess. But, we'll call it a program.
Yeah.
But it seems like if it's across the board, it's just how Sheridan College is now. Is this here to stay?
Yeah, that's a great question. We are committed to multiple years of this. And what I can say, it makes it kind of a weird way to answer, but anyone that starts in this program, we're not going to leave them, you know, behind. Like, they will get the program moving forward. And we're committed to at least multiple years, right? Our Sheridan College Foundation is helping to raise funds for this, as well as others. You know, a lot, many, many folks have generously given to this program to help us make it happen.
That's fantastic.
So it's definitely around for the time being.
Now, Aaron, you said now is the time. It's getting a little bit busy up at Whitney. for those who were on the fence, what would you tell them? You know, well, I want to do this maybe this year. Well, if you're looking to get into college at the beginning of next semester, you better have your ducks in a row.
Absolutely. Now's the time. The college has, you know, has reduced tuition rates and dorm rates. And we have a great way to help support that as well through our loan program. So if you're thinking, I just don't know if I can afford it, Sheridan College is a great place to start because there's so many resources out there. And I tell you what, their foundation has many resources as well. So you get a loan and then you go get scholarships. They have many opportunities for scholarships. You could probably find a way to keep it very minimal cost. So, and now's the time. We all know that education helps increase economic mobility. And sometimes it's hard to understand and realize, but put the time in now and it'll pay later for sure.
Where can I go to learn more?
You can go to our website, whitneybenefits.org, and you can definitely go to the Sheridan College website. Yep. Sheridan College.
Sheridan.edu.
Sheridan.edu.
Fantastic. I want to thank you all for coming in this morning. This is a fantastic opportunity for a lot of individuals, and I'm hoping that they jump on it. Now is the time to get your education, folks. If you're looking for a certificate, anything from welding to the arts, you can do it right here. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, you've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE. 3.9 FM. Sheridan.
Planning for a busy summer tourism season? Be prepared for extra business with First Federal Bank and Trust Cash Management Solutions. Our local cash management experts will help you streamline your cash flow and minimize risk so you can focus on delivering exceptional service to your customers. Visit efirstfederal.bank to contact our cash management team today. Make this summer your best yet with the help of First Federal Bank and Trust, Sheridan's only mutual bank. Member FDIC.
Shan Foster with Country Pet Inn on why training your dog is important.
Well, I kind of compare it to a child. Typically what we say is Junior's going to go to school. He's going to at least get a basic education, hopefully high school at the least. But through that, he's going to learn rules of the house, you know, taking out the trash, cleaning off the supper table, doing the dishes, mowing the lawn. Why doesn't our dog have certain duties? And so at the least, what I recommend is a GED for a dog, and that's basic obedience. The sitting, the staying, the downs. The come command, of course, is the most important. That could save a dog's life. Leave it is a super handy command, telling the dog, hey, whatever you're doing right now, don't do it anymore. It should have some sort of structure. It needs a job. It wants a job. So those are the things that I encourage people to look at in their dogs. How can this animal benefit us?
Find out more about training, boarding, and doggy day camp online at thecountrypetinn.com or call Shan Foster at 674-8542.
This is the Captain with Captain Clean. Have your dryer vents been cleaned recently? As a leading cause of home fires, Captain Clean recommends dryer vent cleaning every 6 months. Our specialized equipment allows us to reach every inch of your dryer vent to ensure peace of mind. Call Captain Clean today at 672-0726 and sign up for our fire protection plan, where we pre-schedule the dryer vent cleanings for you so you never forget. Call Captain Clean, affordable choices for healthy living.
Hey Bob, did you know Waring Chevrolet is a full service dealership?
Full service, that mean you're gonna mow my lawn, walk my dog?
Not quite, Bob, but we've got you covered. From new and pre-owned vehicles to top-notch servicing by the best techs in the industry.
What about tires?
Bob, we've got a tire price match guarantee on all big-name brands.
And I hear your parts department is everything I need, too.
Oh, absolutely. Plus, if you've had a fender bender, our collision center will have you back on the road in no time.
And your new detailing shop. That's where my truck goes to shine like new.
Waring Chevrolet really is your full-service dealership. We'd love to serve you at 107 East Alger or online at...